Hi, this is Martin. In this particular episode, I'd like to talk a little bit about a name that we generally don't know or don't hear that much of, but it's a rather remarkable story, St. Januarius. St. Januarius was born around 272. He was a bishop of Benevento, which is close to Naples in Italy. He was martyred around 305 by the emperor Diocletian. Actually, the end result is they tried to kill him a couple of other different ways, he and his companions, but ultimately he was beheaded. It was done actually on September 19th, which is his feast day. The Catholic Church celebrates the feast of St. Januarius. He was a bishop, martyr, and patron saint of Naples. Traditionally on this day, and two other occasions a year, his blood, which is kept in a glass ampoule in the shape of a rounded cruet, it liquefies. Ampoule is nothing other than a sealed container, and this, it's like a cruet, and it's sealed, and the liquid is inside. According to documentation cited by the Italian media, Famiglia Cristiana, the miracle has been taking place since at least 1389, which it could have been going on much earlier than that, but that's the first instance on record. What happens, the dried blood of St. Januarius is preserved in two glass ampoules, one larger than the other, in the chapel at the Cathedral of Naples. The church believes that the miracles taking place is actually a response to the dedication and prayers of the faithful. When the miracle occurs, the mass of reddish, dried blood adhering to one side of the ampoule turns into completely liquid blood, covering the glass from side to side. The saint's blood traditionally liquefies three times a year in commemoration of the transfer of his remains to Naples, which is the Saturday before the first Sunday in May, then again on his liturgical feast day, which is September 19th, and thirdly on the anniversary of the eruption of nearby Mount Vesuvius in the year 1631, when his intercession was invoked and the city was spared from the effects of the eruption. And that day is December 16th. The liquefaction process sometimes can take 2 minutes or so and could last up to an hour, where the solid mass turns red and begins to bubble. The ampoules, which contain a dark solid mass, are enclosed in a reliquary that is held up and rotated sideways by a priest to show the blood has liquefied. This is usually done by the Archbishop of Naples while the people pray. The reliquary with the ampoules remains on view for the faithful for 8 days, during which a priest turns it to show that the blood is still liquid. Then it is returned to the safety vault and locked away inside a chapel of the Cathedral of Naples. Several investigations have already been conducted in the past to find a scientific explanation that answers the questions of how something solid can suddenly liquefy. But amazingly, none has been satisfactory to date. When the blood doesn't liquefy, the Neapolitans take it as an omen of misfortune. The blood did not liquefy in September 1939, 1940, 43, 1973, or 1980, nor in the December periods of 2016 and 2020. The relic also remained solid the year Naples elected a communist mayor, but it spontaneously liquefied when the late Archbishop of New York, Cardinal Terence Cooke, visited the St. Januarius Shrine in 1978. In 2015, while Pope Francis was giving some advice to the religious, priests, and seminarians of Naples, the blood liquefied again. The last time the liquefaction occurred before a pontiff was in 1848 with Pius IX. It did not happen when John Paul II visited the city in October 1979, or in the presence of Benedict XVI in October 2007. Just kind of an amazing story that I found absolutely fascinating, and most people, as I mentioned, do not know who St. Januarius was, but this is an incredible story that probably, if it doesn't get out more often, I mean, certainly for the people in Naples know all about it, but it's something that is probably important for you and I to know as well. So I want to thank you very much for taking the time to listen, and until next time, farewell.